I'm not much of a solo singer, and I'm a very, 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 very amateurish guitar player. And I showed up today with my guitar and my the will to sing. And then I saw who was playing today. I said, y'all probably don't need to hear me play guitar. But I will attempt to sing. And I heard there was a secret chord that David played and it pleased the Lord. But you don't really care for music, do you? It goes like this, the fourth, the fifth, the minor fall, major lift. Baffle King, compose me, hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. While it is true that most of us don't seek out the dark places in life, those dark places, they still happen. Making it through them not only helps us trust that we can make it through the next one, but it also, at times, not always, can make us stronger. Well, it's all well and good to understand that the cycle of going through the dark times in life and ultimately coming out of them stronger for the experience can happen. It's all well and good to understand that life was not designed to put you through those tough times, but rather life is what pulls you through those tough times. We can learn a lot from these realities, and we can have a better life when we understand them. But the reality is, dark places in life, they're just difficult. The dark times of life are tough. We do feel in the dark times forsaken or overwhelmed in the midst of them. It's oh so easy to get sucked up into the darkness, lost in it, and sort of set up our camp there to not bother to fight your way out, to instead to lick your wounds and wallow in your loneliness. That's when this sort of bunker mentality sets in, where we shut down and shut people out. And that's when we tend to get stuck in the dark. King David, the main character in the song Hallelujah, understood about the dark places in life. He'd actually been there before. He once penned the words, "Oh my God, I cry by day, but you do not answer, and by night, but I find no rest. I am a worm and am not human, scorned by others and despised by people. All who see me, they mock me. They make mouths at me. They shake their heads." Yet David is saying these things in the book of Psalms. Psalms, actually, it comes from the Greek word psalmoi, which means songs sung to harp. In his words that I just read, David is composing a song about his fears, about his doubts, about his frustrations, all of his laments. And in song, it's sort of just flinging all of these things out to the universe, even in the midst of his darkness. A song sung to harp. The song I started this message with, Leonard Cohen's Hallelujah, playfully suggests that there's a chord that pleases God. It would seem that King David believed that this was probably true. Many of the songs which are attributed to him are laments. Songs full of grief and full of trouble. They're sort of his version of the blues, and he certainly had a reason to sing the blues. Your faith was strong, but you needed proof. You saw her bathing on the roof. Beauty and the moonlight, it overthrew you. She tied you to a kitchen chair. She broke your throne. She cut your hair. And from your lips, she drew the hallelujah. 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 If you know anything about the story of David, he betrayed his troops, he betrayed his nation, and ultimately he betrayed his God. Yet in the Psalms, he continues to sing hallelujah. It would seem that he manages to do this even in the darkest time. Hallelujah. The first half of the word halle means praise. The second half, Yah, means God, as in Yahweh, God. It makes the song even stranger when you think about it. I just betrayed everything that matters to me. Praise God. I'm lost and alone. Praise God. The people despise me. Praise God. How or maybe why would you sing praises in the dark? You say I took name in vain. I don't even know the name, but even if I did, well, what's it to you? There's a blaze of light in every word. Doesn't matter which you heard, the broken or the holy, hallelujah, 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 hallelujah.
There's a blaze of light in every word. It doesn't matter what you heard, the holy or the broken, hallelujah.
Why sing hallelujah during the dark times? Why sing when things look their bleakest? I mean, there is a part of us just wants to resist singing praises when you feel bad. We don't want to sing joyful when we're feeling blue and in the dark. We want to wallow around in our sadness, if only just for a little while. As the verse I just sang says, it doesn't matter which you've heard, the holy or the broken, hallelujah. While David may have known a secret chord that pleased the Lord, it would seem that hallelujah, praises to God, or frankly any song that connects you with your soul and lifts your soul up, are just as much those songs for the singer as they are for the listener. And maybe that's David's secret. It doesn't matter if it's a half-hearted hallelujah. All that matters is that it's a hallelujah. Because like David in the Psalms, if you learn to sing hallelujah in the dark, you will be less likely to shut down and to get stuck in the dark, because even half-hearted, the song will remind you, even half-hearted, the song will remind you that there is hope and that ultimately you are not alone. There are plenty of reasons to sing in the darkness. As Bob Marley says, one good thing about music is when it hits you, you feel no pain. Or as Hans Christian Andersen said, when words fail, music speaks. David messed up. His and Bathsheba's first child dies. He's cursed to have a rebellion from within his own house. And, well, the story really doesn't get any better from that point on for David, which brings us back to a psalm of lament. We don't know when they were written relative to David's life. In reality, we don't even know if it was David that actually wrote them. What we do know is that many of them were written by someone who was in pain, knew the difficult places of life, knew the darkness, and frequently chose to reach out of the darkness with the psalm. While David's words, which I quoted earlier, begin in pain, my God, why have you forsaken me? And in doubt, I cry by day, but you do not answer. And in self-loathing, I am a worm and not human. It eventually does actually, though, conclude in praise. I will tell your name to my brothers and sisters. In the midst of your congregation, I will praise you. We are David, and David is us. We are all human, and in spite of our best intentions, even in spite of doing our best, we mess up. We'll find ourselves in varying degrees of darkness. We will feel lost and alone, and sometimes numb. We'll want to wallow in it for a while. set up camp there, shut down and shut people out. But like David does in the Psalms, we must learn to sing hallelujahs in the dark. I did my best, it wasn't much. I couldn't feel, so I tried to touch. I told the truth, didn't come to fool ya. And even though it all went wrong, we'll stand before the Lord of song. Nothing on my tongue but hallelujah. 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 Hallelujah.
Why sing hallelujahs in the dark? Ultimately, it's one simple reason, and I'll borrow my answer from Thich Nhat Hanh, the Vietnamese Buddhist monk. Sometimes your joy is the source of your smile, but sometimes your smile is the source of your joy. Why sing hallelujah in the dark? Because sometimes your faith is the source of your hallelujah, and sometimes your hallelujah is the source of your faith.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah.
I'd like to invite those forward who would like to join us at this table of communion. Communion has the same root word as community, and it has the same root meaning in terms of communion and community. This is a table where we celebrate our togetherness. We celebrate that we are a community, that cares for each other, community that will be there for each other in the good times and in the dark times. All are welcome at this table. This is your opportunity to respond to the message that we just had. As always, I just ask that you keep your comments somewhat brief so others can participate. Are those who would like to comment or add their perspective?
Hallelujah is one of my favorite songs. And there are many, many versions of it.
Oh, yeah.
But I just thank you for including that in your message today.
Sure. Thank you.
Good morning, I'm Elsie. Thank you for that, Mark. That was really masterful and touching and moving.
Thank you.
I appreciate it. And one thing that one thought I had was that the interest in gratitude and gratitude diaries, I think you were speaking maybe the same thing, that people find that searching for something to feel great, you know, to express their gratitude even in the darkest times is somehow healing and helpful.
Yeah, absolutely. So,
I'm Gracia. Thank you for the message. You have a beautiful voice.
Thanks.
I agree. Thank you, Mark. Many years ago, when I first started doing therapy, I had a client who was married, and she was miserable, just absolutely miserable. But she had a couple of children, and she didn't feel like she had any way to get out of her miserable situation. So over time, she crafted a solution, which was she envisioned herself as lost in a woods. But then she found a clearing in the woods, and she made her home in the clearing in the woods. And she made it into a beautiful place for herself and her family. And times continued rough. She had a child who had a terrible automobile accident, and, you know, so on and so on. But then years later, I saw one of her children, And she reported to me that her mother was still in the marriage to the man that she had been unhappy with, and that she was as happy as she could possibly imagine herself being. So she made her camp in the woods and made it into a beautiful place.
That's beautiful. Thanks for sharing that.
Good morning, I'm Ralph. We tend to hear a sermon such as you had this morning in terms of personal, individual dark times, but we also have our corporate dark times.
Great point. Are there others?
Thank you, Mark, for your message. There were many parts of it that I loved, including your singing, but the little phrase that you said, sometimes your joy is the source of your smile, and sometimes your smile is the source of your joy, it absolutely works. So when you're feeling really bad, just smile. If your edges of your mouth go up, it actually changes how you feel.